how much stock do you put in what your partner wants or their opinion on something that you want to do? Like, say, maybe it's something as easy as like a hair change. Like, hey, I'm thinking about dyeing my hair from blonde.
Sure.
To brown.
That's
or
typical
whatever.
To run that by your significant other.
Yeah, and what if they, but if you kind of are like, ah, I want to do it, and they're like, no, no. Do you still do it?
I've never run into and, that.
Right,
because,
right. That,
like,
that's more of a hypothetical.
Like, what if you feel like doing?
Yeah.
That's more of a
hypothetical question for you, because I know you've had the same look for about 30 years.
Right, yes, right. I just, we never face that because I never change.
You just... Cut, copy, paste, boom. There it is.
Just went, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Now,
Although, looking back, I used to wear it much aggressively shorter.
Well, you also...
I regret those choices.
You also kind of went with pop culture and kind of had the Kate Gosselin...
Don't...
Oh, sorry. Was I not supposed
did
to
Did you just Kate Gosselin me?
Well, you
didn't you? Accuse me of having a Kate Gosselin hairstyle because I never had the weird spiky on one side thing going on.
Well, but
on.
You kind of had the things that came down.
No,
that was very...
it's called an inverted bob, okay? And I had that before Kate Gosselin was a Kate Gosselin.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know I was going to touch on something so...
I'm triggered. That was... I am going to contend that I never looked like Kate Gosselin. Thanks.
I'm
lightheaded.
Listen, Kelly, you're much better looking than Kate Gosselin.
Thanks.
Okay?
Thank you. Did you just... That just happened.
So my point is, we... And I used to get the... If I did anything to my face,
right.
my wife was very like, hey, I'm the one who has to look at your face. You
right.
don't.
Yes.
You don't look at your face. I look at your face.
I own your face.
Right, exactly.
And
so,
what you do with it.
So there was a time, she's relaxed those rules.
Oh.
So she's like, hey, whatever you want to do, you can do. Like she's very much like your husband, and just
right.
like, hey, if you want to do it, that's cool.
You've
you know?
Experimented with the super girthy beard.
Super girthy beard. I've experimented
you
with
just
mustache.
A mustache.
Yes. And even shaving it all the way off.
Right.
So, you know, that's sometimes shocking for people who.
What has been the most jarring for your family to deal with?
Has been the shaving it all off.
Yeah.
If I'm a naked face, they are a little bit more like, I can't look at you until you start growing something back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, my husband, I kind of don't allow him to grow anything.
Mm.
Like, no. I know.
So he comes to you. So he comes to you and says, hey, I would love to grow a mustache.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like,
what's your take on
that? No.
But what if he really wants to do it?
No.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I can't even
stand like stubble because it's just stabby.
So
like, if you
Desiree,
want me anywhere near your face, we're not doing that.
Desiree kind of knows her husband's stance on what she wants to do, but it's her body.
Right. And she's like, this is going to make me feel better.
Right.
And I feel like that's going to outweigh it.
All right. So that's group therapy coming up.